Hello, I am Werner Adriaansens. I'm the curator of the collection of the 20th century and I'm in chief of this project.
What is this project?
This is the most important renovation since 25 years, and we are opening soon two rooms dedicated to the 19th century and the Belgian Art Nouveau and Art Deco. So Art Nouveau, it's quite unique in Belgium, and we have really, really an exceptional collection where of the majority is never shown before.
So people are going to be able to see things they've never seen.
Yes, they will see a lot of things they've never seen, only some things in exhibitions, but we didn't have space to show them. So there will be a lot of new things.
And then you're starting this with the 19th century, and normally people think of Art Deco, Art Nouveau, it's the 20th century, but this show is going to also show how the 19th century was actually a century which artistically changed a lot during its time.
Yes, it's like a sort of an introduction, but you have to see it in the complete program of the museum. We're in this Museum of Decorative Arts. We have collections from the Middle Ages till 1940. And these two rooms contribute to complete, in fact, the whole cycle that we will have, in fact, 1,000 years of decorative arts here. In the 19th century, it's really an introduction on the 20th century, which was at one side a reaction on industrialization, but on the other side it generated a new creation. And then you see it with the Art Deco, where we end in fact that there is a sort of citation, mariage de raison, that was between the artist and the industry. And that's why we see also that Art Nouveau is quite exclusive, because it's handmade, unique. And we see in Art Deco where in fact artists begin to work with industrials, and why Art Deco is a style that was such a large style in every cycle of the community.
So Art Nouveau being a reaction to industrialization and trying to bring back and preserve all the different artisan, different kinds of artisans that existed, is the opposite of Art Deco, because Art Deco was taking art and through industrial means being produced for everybody.
Yes, but in a certain way, and there we see the circle, how it's continuing. But it's a complete circle in that way. First of all, mid of the 19th century, you have a reaction against industrialization. And there, as a reaction, they react against, in fact, the production, and that creation was lost. So they put everything on creation. And there you see in the creation, they are going back in the time, because before industrialization, everything was better. So Art Nouveau at the end of the 19th century thought that with that creativity, we don't have to look back, we have to look forward. And there you have a new style that was for most of the things unique and handmade. That's Art Nouveau. And then when you go further, it can't go further, because they saw at that moment that in fact what they made was so expensive that's only for a limited class. And then you have in fact a sort of conclusion in the Art Deco period that if an artist wants that his work is known and you will give beautiful objects to everybody, you have to work together with the industry. And that's in fact the circle is round. So against industry, creation, and then you have in fact industry and the artists who come together and going something new together that we still know nowadays.
And now you say there's two rooms, but doesn't sound big. These are enormous rooms. So how many objects are there in the show?
This room of Belgian Art Nouveau Art Deco is 850 square meters. We have also the Wolfers shop. It's also for the International Art Nouveau and the Wolfers Rare Creations. That's 350 square meters. And then you have the 19th century, which is also 350 square meters. And within some years, we will have a new 850 square meters for the 18th century.
So to complete it, there's going to be an 18th century room attached to these rooms?
Yes, it will be like that. And only for Art Nouveau and Art Deco, we are showing around 300 objects. But objects, you have to know, there's an ensemble, a dining room. It's 5 pieces of furniture and 6 chairs, so that's one object. So there will be really a lot to see.
Or the Winter Garden, which is...
And the Winter Garden, which is really a masterpiece that we are so proud that we have. It's the first construction we can reconstruct of Victor Horta.
Thank you very much. And there's not much here right now, but in June, when it opens, people will be able to see a lot of things.
It's a very range of objects. It's going from tapestries, carpets, textile, glassware, crystal, silverware, everything you can imagine of decorative arts in every material.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.